Joy Tactics.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you guys doing? Joy Tactics, the musical episode. Hi. How are you?
I'm doing amazing. I had a dream last night that I got surgery and they put a machine in my belly button to rip out my nuts.
And I had a dream last night that I was arrested and had sexual activity with the female prison guard.
That's nice.
Jesus. If we kept this going the whole episode, yeah. It would be like, I don't know what would happen. We'd be on Broadway. Yeah. The podcast, the musical.
Wait, the Jack, podcast. Do the one that you did before. Mr. Nate, Mr. Nate.
Oh, Mr. Nate, Mr.
Hello,
Nate.
Hello.
What are your feelings about what's really on in the South Pole?
Mr. Nate, Mr. Nate, what have you learned in your library? What can you tell us in the town about the rest of the world?
Did you guys see that Eminem has known about P. Diddy for a long time? He's been writing about that bitch in his things.
Oh, I did not see that, but I have started the doc, and yeah, you can get color me blown crazy, away. Man. Yeah.
So he killed Pac and Biggie. So he killed Pac, and then he killed Biggie. That rotten bastard. He deserves every sentence that he got in jail.
Him and Luigi Mangione doing push-ups to the moon. Do you think? I mean, yeah, I'd be doing push-ups. Wait, will you guys? I hate to disrupt the flow right now. So
yeah,
what do you guys think about a new hat?
Let's see it. I need a fit check. I didn't even register. Please do not disturb.
Jack, can I just say that you are in a point of fashion, like
it's hitting.
Like, it's just like anything you wear can works. Like, you've done something where it's like, I've always said this, you can never pin what your style is, ever. It's like you're in like your own lane.
Thank you so much.
So you've intentionally, I don't know, intentionally or not, you've made it so you can literally wear anything.
How
interesting. Talking about anything.
He who makes a beast out of himself, fashion wise. Gets rid of the pain of fitting in.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
You know what they say at work? I'll tell you. They say I have two
SNL?
Modes. At
what
SNL,
is it?
Saturday Night Live. They allegedly say.
Holy shit!
I either am dressing like I am like following people around at a skate park, or I am coming from, or like I am here to fix something in the pipes.
You know what? If they're talking down to you and making you feel worse, badly about yourself, give them my email address and have them bring it up with me, and I'll give them.
Because I'm not gonna be so nice.
Because I'm not gonna be so nice about my best friend's fashion styles.
Thanks, man. I'll give them your email. I'll hand out the producers of SNL your email.
Give them my NBC Universal single sign on.
They're gonna be scared. Once I get into Okta, that's when you guys are cooked.
Oh, dude, Okta.
Ooh, when I start doing double level,
it feels illegal. Oh, you guys know? You said Okta. You guys know this musician? Okay, Lou.
I know Sweet Lou.
Have I shown you this video, Nate, this NTS radio video where she is singing her songs pregnant on an ice skating rink as ice skaters dance around her? Yeah.
Wow.
Can you fathom that style of creativity?
The human body is amazing. Amazing. Can we do a scene right now where Eric, you're coming to us and you're telling us that the love of your life is pregnant, and we're kind of like lowly peasants in a newspaper mill of some sort.
Newspaper mill. Okay.
Oh, paper. All right.
Nathan and Jack, I have some news.
Wait. Lead in with some vocals, and I'll give you the piano coming in.
All right.
So you just come in with the dialogue. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
So don't sing.
Don't sing until you'll know when, but I'll just start talking.
Okay. Oh, gotcha, guys. Guys, something most incredible has just occurred, and I'm feeling quite interesting about it. I had sexual relations with the Miller's daughter 9 weeks ago. Went to the bakery this morning, and what did I see under her clothes? A belly has formed. Oh, a child is coming. A child is coming into the mix. I think
a child
I'll be-
is coming. A child is coming.
Oh no, my friend Mr. Rahill has gotten Stephen Miller's daughter pregnant. And now he's going to be implicated in the regime. Oh, he's going to leave. And then you have to, he's leaving behind the life of sin and being broke, making paper in the mill. He's going to go live in the White House, you see.
So you'd like to go political with this in a time where I couldn't be more apolitical.
This is not the time. This is not the time to be apolitical. They literally just tore down the West Wing and are building a golden ballroom.
A ballroom, dude, which I am not against. Okay? Think of the events.
Yo, ball knowledge.
Oh, drop elite ball knowledge about the White House, built the White House, different types of buildings. In the comments.
Drop some elite guys, ball knowledge.
Yeah. What musicals have you guys seen
Wicked,
live on stage?
West Side Story.
Wicked.
Harry Potter and the Cursed Child. Not yet.
Fantasia or Anastasia.
Oh, You're in Town.
High School Musical.
You know what? For most of my life, I was like, fuck musicals. And now I'm starting to feel a little different about them. I'm starting to enjoy them because I'm opening myself up to it and accepting that side of my personality and that femininity.
Now that you've been cast in Far Cry, the musical on Broadway.
Far Cry.
You know what, Nate, you got to play is that Phantom of the Opera.
Oh,
Nate, if you were the Phantom, yes.
Wow.
Yes. Do you guys know about this Phantom and why he ended up like that?
Depression?
I don't know. I'm asking you for
I don't know.
I've seen the movie with I just remember watching the movie and being like when I was a kid and being like the chick who plays the
so fine.
The love interest.
Emmy Rossum?
Damn. Like I was like,
bro.
I was like, yo, what's her name? That's all I can remember.
Emmy
Rossum. I remember being like having like a full on fucking boner alert.
Bro, chill. Yeah, chill, bro. Have you guys seen this kid from the UK? Yo, chill, bro, chill. What the glazing?
Chill.
Yeah, I like that little kid.
Love that.
Yo, chill with the glazing.
That kid is fucking amazing.
I love him. Can I call out Ansel Elgort?
It's about time. It's about time.
This fool was born in America.
Ansel Elgort? Who the fuck is that?
Ansel Elgort? It sounds like a fake guy, but I'm just shocked that somebody with this type of name is not
from. He's the ugliest name to like hottest guy, you know what I'm saying? Like he is not exactly Ansel Elgort seems like a guy that should have like he should be made of warts, basically.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying about him.
Ansel Elgort, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
what's
I agree.
The opposite? What's the fucking hottest name? If your name is Carmen Electra.
Oh yeah.
Dude, talk about a hot name.
Carmen.
Can we drop the government?
If your name's Carmen Electra, you're getting at least double fucking C's. You see what I'm saying? God would do it to you.
Whoa. Now slow down there, horsey. That was only but a teaser. Just a little taste of what I can only assume is one of the most fire podcast episodes ever recorded. Head over to patreon.com/joytactics now to unlock this crazy ass fucking episode while simultaneously getting in at the ground floor of an exclusive community of like-minded individuals using positivity to change the world. Cheers.